According to data posted on McDonald's famous Golden Arches, the fast food giant has served billions of customers around the world. It's safe to assume that other fast food purveyors, such as Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and others, have dished out a roughly equal amount of fried chicken, burgers, and fries. Depending on how you look at it, this is alternately impressive and highly alarming. Impressive insofar as it testifies to the dizzyingly successful business models of fast food chains. And alarming because typical fast food meals are high in calories, salt, fat, and sugar. And now, according to a recent study, it's possible that eating fast food also raises your risk for depression. The study, done by researchers at the University of Las Palmas de Gran Canaria and the University of Granada, followed nearly 9,000 participants for 6 months, none of whom had been diagnosed with depression or had taken antidepressants. They found that those who ate the most fast food were nearly twice as likely to be diagnosed with depression as those who ate little or none. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that eating fast food causes depression. It could be the other way around, that people who become depressed for whatever reason tend to eat more fast food. But while it's not certain that consuming fast food causes depression, the chance that it might is yet another reason to get off the fast food track and opt for more healthful options. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.